रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 74 शबरी मोक्षम. इफ पॉसिबल आफ्टर लिसनिंग टू दिस पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर प्लीज ऑफर द डीटी सम एक्स्ट्रा फ्रूट्स और सम स्वीट्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. The princess traveled west along the path pointed out by Kabanda, lined with many a tree bending under its load of delicious fruits. That night they spent on the mountain, and the next day walked on to the western shore of Pampa, where stood the holy ashrama of Shabari. The lady saw them coming, and albeit tottering with age and infirmities, rose, advanced to meet them, and went round them in reverent devotion, her hoary head bent over joined palms the while. Next, she offered them due worship, with water to wash their hands and feet, and sip. Then Rama addressed himself to that famed ascetic and said, Mother, may I hope that your tapas waxes and there is nothing to ruffle its calm tenor? Have you controlled anger? Do you observe strict diet? Are you keeping up the fasts, vows and penances? May I take it that joy and calm fill your heart? I ween that your devoted service to your gurus has borne golden fruit. And to him who inquired of her welfare so kindly, Shabari replied in all humility, Lord, verily my tapas has borne golden fruit in that I am blessed to have a sight of your presence. Of truth, my tapas and my service to my gurus have this day repaid me a millionfold. It is today I realize that I have lived for some purpose. The Lord of all men and gods has been pleased to seek me out even where I am. And I have no doubts that I would be raised to the supreme heavens. The accumulated sins of my past have fallen away from me the moment your sweet looks of compassion rested upon me. The prospective sins that may grow out of my karma in this life have no power over me, for you are here to destroy anything and everything that might bar the path of your devotees to light and life. Thanks to the compassion of my wonderful gurus that secured me your grace, I am sure to live through eternities in your Vaikuntha. You would like to know why I did not accompany my teachers. You were at Chitrakuta when radiant cars bore them away to supreme heavens. Time holds for them no secret, past, present or future. They saw full well that it was not given me to reach your feet through yoga, jnana or other means. The Lord's grace should flow towards me only through the channel of my gurus. My gurus told me, Rama will not fail to pay a visit to this holy spot, render devout worship to him and Lakshmana. A sight of his blessed presence will raise you to the world where death is not nor sorrow. Now allow me to tell you that I have gathered together some delicacies for you ever since you took your abode on Mount Chitrakuta. I pray you to grace it with your acceptance. Of low birth, yet she was a high initiate in the wisdom of the Lord, thanks to the supreme grace of her teachers, and in consequence was a dear person to the heart of Lord Rama. Rama turned to her and said, Noble lady, Danu's son has spoken to me in very high terms of the might and glory of the great ones, your teachers. I would fain to see it for myself, if you are so minded. Thereupon, Shabari, overjoyed at such an opportunity, took Rama around the wood and pointed out the objects of interest therein. Behold this extensive grove of Rishi Matanga that gives one the idea of cloud banks as it teems with beasts and birds. Here are the holy waters brought thither by my gurus, the wise ones, through the power of their mantras. Yonder stand the altars facing the west dedicated to Vishnu. Here my teachers offered fragrant tribute of flowers every day with trembling hands and emanated through age and fasts. Thanks to the might of their tapas, they irradiate the quarters even now with their glory. My gurus were feeble with fasts and penances, hence they used to take their bath in the waters of the seven oceans, transported here by them with the speed of thought. These dress of bark hung on the trees here about to dry are yet wet, thanks to their having come in contact with their holy bodies. The garlands they laid with reverent devotion at the feet of the shining ones fade not. And so, I have taken you around this wood and described to you the wonders thereof as well as I could. Now, with your permission, I will cast off this mortal coil of mine, for I would stand by the side of the great ones who I have served till now with whole-souled devotion and serve them through all eternity. The princes were mightily pleased with Shabari as she spoke upon the greatness of her gurus who were enshrined in the sanctuary of her heart and exclaimed, "Blessed are we in that it was given to us to behold these wonders." Then Rama turned to Shabari and said, "Mother, right gladly do I accept from your hands these delicacies gathered by you for me from a long time. Your devotion to your gurus and your unselfish service to them has given me much pleasure, as if you entertain me right royally. Now you may ascend to the world of light wherever you want." And Shabari built a fire, cast her worn frame in it, and rose from it in a resplendent body of light. Ornaments and garments of celestial beauty graced her limbs, while garlands and perfumes of heavenly fragrance held the air in thrall. And she raised herself through the might of a tapasya to the world of glory where abode her gurus, the great ones. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.